2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we pray you, brothers, by the coming of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, and by our gathering to him, that you not be soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Messiah is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, unless there comes a departing first, and that man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, or that is worshipped, so that he as Elohim sits in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. Do you not remember, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds, so that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity already works, only he who now restrains will restrain, until he is taken out of the way. And then that wicked one shall be revealed, whom Yeshua will consume with the spirit of his mouth, and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness in those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, so that they might be saved. And for this cause Elohim will send them strong delusion, so that they should believe a lie, so that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to Elohim for you, brothers, beloved by the Master, because Elohim has from the beginning chosen you to salvation, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, to which he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, brothers, stand firm, and hold the teaching which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Master Yeshua the Messiah himself and Elohim, even our Father, who has loved us, and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.